Welcome to Digest This, the show that helps you revolutionize your digestive health. Here are your hosts, Dr. Liz Cruz and Tina Nunziato.
Hello, and welcome to Digest This. I'm Dr. Liz Cruz, and I've got Tina Nunziato sitting right here by my side. Thank you so much for joining us for this podcast. And first of all, I just want to apologize because we're such slackers.
We're not slackers.
I'm just kidding.
My computer was in the shop last week.
It was. It was in the shop getting an overhaul.
And
so
I noticed that you realized the difference as soon as I clicked record for
this
podcast.
Oh my goodness, it started recording.
How
I mean, usually I can like do some joking while we're waiting for it to start. So yeah, it started really fast. So yeah, we're really sorry. We missed you guys last week. And, you know, we were thinking of you. We were like, oh, we need to do a podcast, but we can't. Mm-hmm. So anyways.
Do a podcast without a computer.
That's right. Here we are. Here we are doing another podcast. If you are a first time listener, please go back and check out our library of podcasts. We have many, many great topics out there.
We're getting close to 300.
Almost 300. That's awesome. And if you're a regular listener, we love you. We do. We just love you. It's all about love. Okay, so today we've got a very exciting topic. It is. I think it's fascinating. We're going to talk about celery. Yeah, baby. All right. So, Tina, why don't you tell our audience how this topic came about?
Celery. Oh, it was just kind of funny because last week, one of our daughters came home from school, and they're in fourth grade now, so they're rotating classes, so they have the same teachers. But one of the teachers said to them something to the effect of, why are you eating celery? Celery has no health benefits at all. It's just full of water.
Shocking.
And so they thought that was pretty funny. So they came home and told me that their teacher said that celery has no health benefits. And I just kind of brushed it off at the time. I was like, that's ridiculous. Celery is so good for you. But that's all he said. I mean, we didn't go into an in-depth
And then when I got home, you were like, can you believe the teacher said celery has...
but honestly, like, I've never truly, like, looked into celery before. Yeah. Okay. So anyway, yesterday, we have this PR company that's helping promote the business and the products and stuff. And I get emails from the woman who's helping us all the time saying, oh, we've got a radio opportunity for Dr. Cruz, or we've got this opportunity for Kai, or can you write an article on this, you know, or whatever. And this specific request was for celery, that apparently there's a columnist somewhere for some magazine that wants to write about the benefits of celery for your digestive tract, and she wanted to know if you could give her some quotes, uh-huh, right, and have her do an interview with her. But she wanted to see if we could give her some facts first that then would then turn into an interview, you know, if whether she wanted to interview her or not.
Right.
So it was kind of like a little test, right?
Oh, so she's going to interview me just to kind of test.
No. The initial email back to her was a test.
Oh, it was a test.
And apparently we passed the test.
Okay.
Because now you're going to be interviewed.
Excellent.
Regarding celery.
I feel like I should maybe put together like a little jingle about celery.
About celery, yeah.
Yeah, like maybe over the next few days I'll put together a little.
Yeah.
Or a poem.
But here's the thing, like when I was researching celery, like I knew it was good for you. Uh-huh. I didn't realize how good it was for you. And I think that was kind of the cool part about celery.
Tina, I've known how good celery is for us all these years. Come on.
No. You knew all the facts about celery.
Yeah, no. Well, here's the thing. I also was not knowing. I was not knowing of the health benefits. Like, I knew that it was good for us because I put it in our smoothie and I've been putting it in our smoothie for years, every day. So every day we eat celery. But I don't really think I knew the specific benefits. So let's get on with the show and let's talk about the benefits of celery, because there are a lot of benefits.
Yes.
Amazing benefits.
Amazing benefits of celery. Yep. I mean, so just right off the top, right? It's an antioxidant food, a very high antioxidant food. So very similar to fruits, you know, like blueberries, high in antioxidants. So is celery.
Right.
And we try to tell people to eat more vegetables than fruit, right? So celery is one of those great vegetables to eat that's going to be full of antioxidants.
And just a quick little thing on antioxidants. I mean, antioxidants basically eat up free radicals, and free radicals are floating around your body, and they are not good. Free radicals damage our cells, mm-hmm. okay? They damage our cells. And so, you know, one of the things that can occur from damaged cells is cancer. Mm-hmm. So you definitely want to have a lot of antioxidants in your body. And so celery is a very potent antioxidant.
Yes. And it's also a very high anti-inflammatory food.
Yes.
Which means it's very alkaline. Mm-hmm. Okay. So anything that you can eat that helps to alkalinize the body is very, very good for you. Most green foods are very alkaline.
That's
and
right.
And celery falls into that category.
That's right. Okay. Yeah. And that's it. No more benefits. We're done. Yeah. No. So, but look, just those two benefits.
It's huge.
It's yeah. huge. Antioxidant yeah. and anti-inflammatory.
Yeah.
But there's more.
There's more. So this was an interesting fact that I didn't know. There are 5 grams of fiber in every stalk of celery.
That's amazing.
That's amazing.
That's
so
amazing.
So let's just say that celery can keep you regular.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, baby.
Yeah, baby.
And here's the thing. Women need about 25 to 35 grams of fiber a day. Okay? And I don't know why I'm focusing just on women. Men need fiber too. Sorry, men.
Yeah.
Yeah. Men need fiber too. We need a lot of fiber.
Men tend to have no problem having bowel movements.
Exactly. But the amount of that 25 to 35 grams is like the equivalent of about 13 apples.
Mm-hmm.
All right?
It's a lot of apples.
So just think about it. If you eat a couple stalks, you know, even just 1 or 2 stalks mm-hmm. a day.
You're halfway there.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
So there's also a compound in celery that helps to reduce stomach ulcers
mm-hmm.
and helps to build the lining of the stomach.
That's awesome.
Which I think was really...
That's so great.
It's really cool.
Yeah.
Right? The other cool thing about celery is it is, even though the teacher at school says that there's no vitamins in celery, it's actually rich with vitamins and minerals.
Mm-hmm.
There was just this laundry list of vitamins and minerals that come with celery.
Yeah,
so.
Like some of the B vitamins are in there.
C, amounts of vitamin
yeah,
C.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And potassium.
And potassium.
Mineral, the electrolyte.
Mm-hmm.
Trying to think what else was in my studies of celery. But yes, anyways, lot of great vitamins that you wouldn't even think were in there.
Right. And it's a natural diuretic, and they were talking about how it can actually reduce gallstones and kidney stones.
That's
which
so
again is pretty amazing, right? For
yeah.
for a food. You know that whole phrase, let food be thy medicine.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, here's a perfect example of a food that could be thy medicine in so many cases for people who are suffering. We were even talking about gout.
Right.
How it's a major helper with people with gout.
Yeah, I mean, and there were one of the We were watching some videos on celery, yes. And one of the videos...
There are videos on celery.
There are a lot of videos on celery. but one of the videos was talking about, you know, if you suffer with some of these things, you know, if you suffer, you know, with stones or gout, like to put yourself on a regimen of celery where you're eating like 3, 4, 5 stalks a day for like a full month
mm-hmm.
to just really get
pound the body
with mm-hmm. the celery.
Or they were talking about how if you have swollen ankles or feet mm-hmm. that you should eat celery right before you go to bed.
Oh yes.
And that by the time you wake up in the morning, the swelling will be gone.
Yep.
This is amazing.
It is amazing.
Right? So simple.
Yep, absolutely.
They also talk about how it can lower blood pressure
mm-hmm.
naturally. And the other big thing is trying to eat organic celery
yes.
as much as possible.
Yes, because the non-organic celery has multiple pesticides. Mm-hmm. I mean, I think one of the videos
like
we watched,
like
20 pesticides. That's a lot of pesticides.
Yeah.
So definitely spend a little extra money and invest in the organic celery. Or
definitely.
Grow it.
Yeah.
Grow it.
And we've been eating a lot more celery lately
we
than
have.
Usual.
We
normally have it in our smoothies in the morning.
Yeah.
But lately, because you and I are trying to limit our carbs, we've been eating a lot more celery with nut butters.
Yes. Oh,
so
yes.
So I wanted to talk a little bit about different ways to consume celery.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe, you know, celery is really great in smoothies. It's a great way to get your celery.
It is.
But celery is also great on its own, chopped up in little pieces, mm-hmm. and you can eat it with nut butters. I mean, peanut butter, almond butter, cashew butter,
sure,
hummuses, things like that. And it just is such a great, like, refreshing snack.
It is.
You know?
And it's just so, like, my mouth loves just crunching on yeah. celery. Like, yeah. that crunchiness is just good. Mm-hmm. It really is a really nice, refreshing vegetable.
Right.
Greens. And so yes, a ton of benefits from celery. Let me see. Did we get everything?
I think so, yeah. I mean, it's loaded with water.
Yeah, a lot of water.
Which just like cucumbers, you know, are loaded with water. But yeah. it's just a soup, like an all-around kind of power-packed vegetable, I think, that
I would call it a superfood.
Tends to get overlooked,
absolutely. I think. Yeah. I would definitely put it in the list of superfoods
absolutely.
That are out there.
Yeah.
So before we end the podcast, though, I did want to talk a little bit about smoothies. Mm-hmm. Let's just talk a little bit about smoothies. So like I mentioned earlier, you know, I've been making our green smoothie for years every morning, and we put celery. I put celery and cucumbers and spinach, and the base we use almond milk, and we use a scoop of protein powder in there too. And but we recently had a woman who was telling us that her husband was just diagnosed with prostate cancer. And she said, oh, and I'm on my way to the grocery store. You know, we're going to start doing smoothies. You know, we've not done smoothies before, but we're going to start doing smoothies. And I'm going to go and load. I asked her, I said, well, what are you going to put in your smoothie? And she said avocado, which is awesome because I put avocado in our smoothies. But then she started listing off all these fruit. And basically, it was going to be a smoothie of fruit. And actually, she told us about her husband's recent diagnosis of cancer after she talked about the smoothie. Because up to that point, we were just kind of like, oh, great. You know, mm-hmm. just the fact that she's starting to take, you know, be healthy and do something healthy for themselves. But then when she told us about the cancer, I told her, I said, you can't do fruit. Don't do fruit. You've got to do a smoothie of all greens, okay? Because what you guys need, what your husband needs right now is green power, okay? To feed the cells good energy food,
well,
okay?
And to not feed it any sugar
and
whatsoever.
Not to feed it any sugar, because and that's what you're going to get with the fruit. And yeah. and yes, it's natural sugar, but it's still sugar.
Yeah, and cancer loves sugar.
Yep.
So, you know, the big thing is just completely staying away from all sugar, including fruit.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
And so, but you said after she left that people just don't know, you know?
Yeah, people don't know it. And, yeah. you know, I feel bad because she was so excited, mm-hmm. you know, that she was going to start doing something great for their diet. And people do get excited. But it's okay if you don't know that, because we're going to teach you and we're going to tell you. And this is why we're here, is to try to educate everybody that we come in contact with. And so, you know, for her purposes, definitely the last thing she needs to be making are fruit smoothies. Mm-hmm. Okay. What she needs is a power-packed green juice, green mm-hmm. smoothie, and even add green capsules
right.
into that.
Right.
Or get a green powder or something.
Right.
So anyways, I just wanted to mention that a little bit. But yes, please get your celery and start eating your celery. Eat one or two stalks a day. And
it'll keep the doctor away.
It will. It will. All right. Thank you so much for joining us, and we will catch you on the next podcast.
Thank you for joining Dr. Liz Cruz and Tina Nunziato. To learn more about their revolutionary products and services, go online to www.drlizcruz.com.